Guess who's back?
Back again. Bam, bam.
Lad who's back.
Also me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 27 of Two Flat Whites.
Bet you've missed us since Halloween.
Yeah.
It's November.
Oh, God. I can't believe we're already at the end of the year. And we say this every year.
Yeah.
When it's the end of the year.
Because time's a lie.
Time is such a lie. It's an illusion. And it just keeps getting faster and faster every year.
Because it's a smaller sliver of our life in total, so...
Can't deal with it. Before I know it.
Extermination.
Yeah, before I know it, there'll be a child running around.
Correct. And before you know it, that kid will be in primary school.
You know what I keep thinking?
What?
Like, there'll be a baby. There'll be a person, like, in 5 months' time in our lives that everyone will know... For the rest of their lives. Like, we're going to know them for the rest of our lives. We're going to know them forever. You know, they'll be here. They'll just be here then and now and forever.
Yes.
It's like someone new exists. I can't wrap my head around it.
Yes. So, you'll have a baby that you will know until your dying day.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep. You'll know him forever.
Yes.
Get excited.
What's it called? Start the clock. The countdown's on.
What clock?
The pregnancy clock.
Well, that started a while ago.
The birth clock.
Birth clock. I don't know. It's on.
I guess we're not over the hill yet. When you get over the 5 months mark, then it's like...
What hill?
Yeah. You know when you're in the middle of like waiting for something?
Oh, right. Well, yeah, I'm only like three, not even, two and a bit weeks from being halfway.
Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy. Right, so what are we doing? My miserable moment.
My miserable moment.
Yes.
Which, are we doing my maternity moment?
We can do my maternity moment.
Great. You better take it away. I don't have any maternity moments
Why
as
not?
Of yet. I'm so sorry. I'm not pregante.
Oh.
Much as I try, never taste.
As much as I've tried, I don't have ovaries. My maternal moment. Right. Well, I've had quite a few maternity.
Maternal to me sounds like you already have
already
a kid and you're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So my maternity moment. Well, there's been quite a few. I've done many, many stupid things over the last 4 months.
Yeah. Entertain us with them.
I'll just glide through a few. Like, I drove to the city, essentially, when I wasn't meant to.
Yeah.
I was like... In a trance, essentially.
And in the car.
On the freeway. And I just didn't stop going along.
Mm.
And then it's sort of like I came to and I woke up and I was like, where am I? And then I was on the phone to my friend at the time and I was like, I gotta go. I don't know where I am. I've gone too far. I went like three, four stops too far. Like, not too far.
Where were you headed? Were you late to anything?
I was late. Yes, quite late. Because I was like one exit away from the city and I had to just get back on the freeway and go all the way back to where I was meant to be going and then get off and then go. Anyway, few things. I've thrown things in the bin like that I'm not supposed to and I've bought things I'm not supposed to. But the most recent maternity moment that I've had was a couple of weeks ago. So we all know husband Nick broke his finger. And we had just been nonstop fighting in the whole time that he was in a cast. So for like 4 to 6 weeks, he was in this cast, right?
Mm.
So he kept doing things that he wasn't meant to be doing. So the whole time he had this cast on, right, he wasn't even allowed to, lift anything up, carry anything. He wasn't even allowed to like have bags hanging over like his forearm. Like he just was not supposed to be using that arm at all. And I kept catching him doing things and I just found myself becoming the hand police. And I'd be like, put that down or stop that or give me that. What are you doing? And because he kept, you know, and I was getting really pissed off about it and I was extra sensitive to it because I'm like, if you break this again, like, we can't have you out of action. Like, you need to heal on time because we're having a baby and I'm going to need help when I'm as big as a house and also when baby arrives and he's got to have surgery in like a month. And anyway, so we were cooking dinner and I had boiled a pot of pasta and I was all frazzled and I had turned the water off because the pasta was ready. And then I'd done a couple other things for a few minutes and he was in the kitchen helping me with things. And I was like, can you drain the pasta? And then I turned around to get something out of the cupboard. I turned around to get the strainer or something. And then I was like, oh, never mind, you can't. And I kind of said it under my breath, like, oh, stupid woman, he can't do anything. And I turned around and he had the pot in his hands. And I was like, what are you doing? And I grabbed the pot. I was like, give me that. And we were both holding on to the pot.
Yes.
And not wise. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, give it to me. You're not supposed to be carrying it. And he's like, you asked me to do it. And I was like, I shouldn't have asked you. And then the pot, it went in my arms. And then I just went, yeah. It dipped all everywhere. And I managed to dodge it. It was boiling. Actually.
Wow.
And it landed. I managed to like step back from it and it only hit my foot. And I had socks on.
Yes.
And I just like immediately like ripped my sock off and I was like, oh my God. And I burnt like the whole inside of my foot and like kind of underneath my foot. And then we were just angry at each other. And I was like trying to like cool my foot down. I'm like, I've just fucking burnt my foot. I was like, what if I need to go to the hospital? Like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Oh, hello, cat. And I just, yeah, it was just a fucking, luckily it wasn't too bad. I think the only saving grace was that I had turned the pasta off and it had been sitting there for like a couple of minutes. So maybe it wasn't at 100 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 98.
Did you have good pasta there?
No, it was overcooked.
I did think it sat there for 2 minutes. Like,
yeah, because I was in such a frazzle. Mm. It was like, yeah.
And then you were spent so long fighting over it.
Fighting over it.
In the meantime, the pasta was like
bloating and bloating.
Little hand here.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a disaster. And then, yeah, it was overcooked and cold pretty much by the time we ate it because I was like, had my foot in the bath or whatever, trying to like cool it down. And I don't know how I got away with the burn not being too bad.
Mm.
I actually have no idea. Mm. I only hurt for like a couple of days.
If you were further on in the pregnancy, it would have hit the belly.
I know.
It would have scalded the tum.
I literally.
Had a good time.
I know. Mm. It was just so dangerous. Anyway, we were both angry at each other and he was like, I was like, I can't believe you picking up things. Like, you made me do that. And he was like, you did it. And I was like, you shouldn't be picking things up. He's like, but you asked me to. I'm like, I didn't ask. Yes, well, you shouldn't have done it.
It's immediately a bad situation when there's two people trying to hold a boiling anything.
I know.
Like, yeah.
It was danger dumb. Zone. Maybe more my fault. Now, in
now that you've literally cooled down.
Yeah. Probably more my fault. I will say 60-40 my fault. There you go, Nick. You can have 40% of the blame.
Generous.
I think it's generous.
Mm.
I think so. I think it's fair. You don't think so.
Your stand is not broke.
My what?
Your stand just doesn't invite any sort of debate. I think it's quite fair. Wouldn't you agree? I'm about to say, you're going to hit the camera, but I was laughing.
Silly me.
Great content. All right.
Anyway, that's it. And my foot's fine now.
I'm glad. How long ago was this?
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, until the next maternity moment, I'm sure you'll keep us entertained for the next 5 months.
I know. Well, I've been holding on to this miserable moment for quite a while because we haven't done my miserable moment, I think, in quite a bit.
Yes.
Anyway, what's yours?
I don't really have one.
Oh. No misery for you?
No, I was thinking about it. I was kind of racking my brain thinking about, like, what's something miserable that's happened? And I'm like, not a lot.
Nothing?
Nothing, like, well, entertaining.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, you know?
I'm trying to
I'm not saying like my life's been great, but it hasn't been shit.
I'm trying to think of bad things you've told me, but that I haven't heard. Haven't heard anything on the grapevine nasty that's happened to you. Okay, great. Well, let's move on.
Yeah, off we trot. All Everybody sing.
La 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 la.
You'll be listening to that a lot.
The Wiggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the Wiggles.
Well, that's good then.
Love them. Froth them. Mm. I had a video of the Wiggles and I think I played it so much that the video died.
We had one back when we had one back when the Blue Wiggle was a Green Wiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was also teal. Captain Feathersword. Like, for a while, like, he would just disappear and Captain Feathersword would run in and be like...
Ah, I loved Captain Feathersword.
Yeah.
Underrated. Did I tell you about the one time I went to a Wiggles concert?
No.
It was traumatic. I was assaulted, essentially. Yeah.
And your words say blinded. Legit, but your face says not legit.
I was assaulted by Henry the Octopus.
8 legs. Sneaky.
A lot can be done with 8 legs. If you put your mind to it. What happened was we were at the concert and Mum was like, go up the front with all the other children when Henry came on. So I ran up to the front of the concert and went right up to the stage and I was like, oh, my God, yes, Henry. And he came out with all these legs and
all his legs.
And it was like a bubble party.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was blowing bubbles, I think, or maybe they were just bubbles in the air. In my memory, Henry the Octopus was blowing bubbles. In hindsight, they were probably just bubble machines.
Yeah, blowing through that mask would be difficult.
That's exactly right. You can't blow bubbles if you're wearing a head.
Yeah, probably.
A giant purple bulbous head.
Giant pop.
Anyway, a bubble popped in my eyeball and I was blinded for the rest of the concert. Very sad. And I just had to go back and sit down, didn't I? And I was like, Mum, my eye. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, Henry blew the bubbles in
Henry
my
assaulted
eye.
Me.
I think because, like, when you're young, you're like, it's Henry's bubbles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't love Henry anymore.
No, I'm like, Henry's Dan bubbles. They've blasted my eye. And I couldn't see for the rest of the day because it was just an eye full of soap. And it's like I had nowhere to get it out and no one got it out. No one just was like, I'll take you to the toilet and wash your eye out. No, it was just like, go back to the front. No, that's literally, and there's a photo of me like trying to enjoy the concert and I'm like with one eye open. It was very sad.
How old are you? 14?
No. God, no. Nah, I would have been like, I reckon I was like 7 or 8.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It was a very disappointing time of my life. Anyway, that's not what this segment's about at all.
So who doesn't love a tangent? All right. This brings us into our newest segment. Is this a stupid question?
Is it? Who knows? You'll find out at the end. Is this a stupid question? When we ask a question... We pose a question that we believe lots of people are too afraid to ask because it's either you think you sound stupid for asking or it's far too complicated to explain.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're like, you've let this go on far too long and it's like, I really should know how taxes work. Mm. It's way too embarrassing to ask that now.
Yeah.
Mm. But today's topic is...
How does Wi-Fi work?
Mm.
Easy peasy. Plug into wall. Wi-Fi in air.
Yes.
Wi-Fi on phone.
Yes. Have you had this thought before we started planning this where, like, you're looking at your phone and you're like, how does the information wirelessly get
literally
in here?
Yeah.
Crazy.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think about the Wi-Fi because I know that, like, and I didn't put this in any of my research, but I know that, like, Wi-Fi can't travel, like, through walls and, like, through solid things. So, like, that's
concrete.
Why they say, so, like, that's why they say, well, it can't travel well through anything that's solid, especially concrete.
Mm.
I think it can get through plaster, perhaps.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know. I know it literally has to bounce off surfaces to get to where it needs to in your house.
Yeah.
And that's why they say you should always put it in the middle of your house.
Yeah.
And not, like, in a cupboard.
Yes.
Because it just weakens the signal.
Yeah.
But anyway, I always think about this because I'm like, how is it in the air? Am I walking through Wi-Fi right now? Like, It's somewhere.
Is it bouncing off us?
It's like, yeah. Well, yeah. And then there's, I mean, so many conspiracy theorists that reckon the Wi-Fi is giving us cancer and
COVID all that came from stuff. 5G.
COVID was exactly spawned from 5G, even though the same people that think COVID came from 5G don't think COVID exists.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. It's in the air. It's in us.
Yeah. I think about, like, if you tried to explain a phone to somebody, like, 50 years ago, 100 years ago.
Yeah, what would they think?
It's like, I've got this piece of, like, glass and metal in my pocket, but I can watch high-definition video on it.
They wouldn't even know what video is.
Literally wouldn't even know what video is. It's like I can watch people acting. I can just play in the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or I can look up any piece of information I need.
Yeah, at any point. But usually we just look up nonsense.
Yeah. Normally I'm looking up some sort of fact to prove someone wrong.
Yes. You're going to be able to do that to people after today's episode because we're going to tell you exactly how radio waves and Wi-Fi work.
Yes. All right. Well, I'll go first. I have a basic rundown of how the Wi-Fi works, and then Alex is going to take you guys through a little bit more detail, the actual science behind a lot of it. So, where was Wi-Fi invented? Wi-Fi was invented in Hawaii, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii-Fi.
Hawaii-Fi.
Yeah, that makes sense.
At the University of Hawaii in 1997, they provided the first public demonstration of a wireless packet data network. Hello, it's Laura from the future here. So, a little bit of a correction. So, it turns out that the US, like Hawaii, Australia, and the Netherlands all contest to have created Wi-Fi around the same time. So it's highly controversial, and basically I will take the blame, but I don't think I researched this accurately or anywhere near in depth enough. But you Google it and it says Australia, so I don't know. I don't know. I think let's just say it was all three probably at the same time. Everyone's very clever, but yeah, sorry for the confusion. That will be all. But it wasn't always known as Wi-Fi. When it was originally founded, it was called IEEE 802.11.
Rolls off the tongue.
So catchy. It's okay. I'd buy that.
Give it to me. I'll take 20.
Do you guys, let's go hang at my house. I've got IEEE 802.11 over there.
One of it's actually pronounced E.
I have an E at my house. Mm. Anyway, it's not just a random set of letters. It refers to the set of standards that define communication for wireless local area networks, with IEEE standing for Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. Do you really need the word electrical and electronics?
No.
I mean...
Well, I'm not an engineer, but I say no.
I also say no. Anyway, in 1999, the name was changed to help market the technology to consumers, giving us Wi-Fi. Lovely. Sounds much better. So, how it works. Wi-Fi uses radio waves to transmit information between your device and a router via frequencies. Two radio wave frequencies can be used depending on the amount of data being sent, 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. But what does that mean? So a hertz is like a measurement of frequency, I guess. And I've got a good example here. Let's just say you're sitting on the beach watching the waves crash to shore. If you measured the time between each wave crash, you'd be measuring the frequency of the waves.
Mm.
So 1 hertz is a frequency of 1 wave per second. 1 gigahertz, on the other hand, is 1 billion waves per second.
Oh.
Yeah. So like
that's a lot of
huge
waves.
Difference.
That's a wrecked beach.
I know. Imagine if the beach was like that. You went in that water, you'd just get...
I'm not relaxed.
Not the experience I was after. You wouldn't even be able to speak. You'd probably not be intact anymore. You'd probably be...
Yeah, you'd be torn to shreds.
Crushed into... mints.
Yeah.
You'd be shark bait.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Well, when the sharks wouldn't
you,
smile
when
either.
You'd be chum. You'd be turned to chum. Yeah, you'd be chum.
Churned to chum.
Two chums went for a swim and turned into chum.
Chum's going in, chum's going out. It's fine.
Chum. Two chums go into the water. No chums come out of the water.
You okay?
What? It's from... Why are you asking if I'm okay? It's a... Oh, God almighty.
Is it from SpongeBob or something?
It's SpongeBob.
The best show in history.
It's from Jaws. It's classic. Everybody knows this quote. God.
Do they? That's a good poll question. What do you think, audience?
Hands up if you knew this quote.
Hands up if you knew what the hell that was talking about.
Everyone will know. I stand by my joke. You never understand any reference I ever make.
I miss a lot of references.
Yes. Anyway, I'm going to continue. So, yeah, that's one fucked up beach. Anyway. So, the...
Gather yourself.
Anyway, okay. Moving on. So, the two Wi-Fi frequencies are split into multiple channels as to prevent high traffic and interference. Mm-hmm. So, the first step in the process is initiated by... us, the users, right? So when we access the internet from our devices, it converts information we've requested into binary code. And for those of you who don't know what binary code is, it's a language that only computers speak. And it's basically a series of ones and zeros. So if you're using Wi-Fi, the ones and zeros are translated into wave frequencies by the Wi-Fi chip in your phone, let's say, and or your device. And the frequencies travel across radio channels, which we mentioned earlier, and are received by the router that your device is connected to. The router then converts the frequencies back into binary code and translates that code into the internet traffic you requested, and the router receives that data through hardware internet cable. And all of this happens at an unbelievably like fast rate. So most routers operate at 54 megabits per second, meaning that when a router translates and transmits binary data, it's 54 million ones and zeros sent in and out in a single second. So pretty damn fast.
It's pretty damn fucking fast, isn't it? Yeah. And all them like all those crazy beach waves are flying all around us right now.
Pretty much.
To power these.
To power everything we're doing, like to record everything. Like it's just
this video you're watching. Ones and zeros.
Binary waves. Chum.
Your phone chum.
Your brain chum. But yeah, so that's essentially how it works. That's a very condensed version.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it's like then you think about every time you're accessing the internet or like scrolling your phone, looking at an image that's been converted from ones and zeros into an image. Like it's converted ones and zeros to put all the information back into one piece to give you what you've requested.
Yeah.
And then it's like you think about how many megabits per second that's happening. What was it? 54 million ones and zeros taken in and out in a single second. So, like, not just going to the router and back.
Yeah.
To your phone. Wild.
And just think about, like, all the people downloading everything all the time. Like, all the different people accessing the internet using Wi-Fi, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like... And then we get really, it's like this incredible technology and we're like, oh my God, the Wi-Fi is so slow. This is some bullshit.
I know.
Yeah.
It is incredible technology. Mm. You think about like places like universities where you've got like thousands of students at one time connected to the same internet.
Yeah.
I read the other day, what was I reading? Oh, we got a thing in the mail saying that we can upgrade to like a new form of the NBN. And NBN, for those of you who don't know, is a National Broadband Network. And... we basically means the government's put the Wi-Fi in for us and upgraded it and whatnot. But they're upgrading the NBN to some like fiber optic connection, which is different to like the classic phone plug connection.
Right.
Anyway, it's apparently like I can't remember what it said, but it's like faster, more reliable. And it said in the thing, and it was like the average household has 21 devices connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that makes sense.
21. When I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Switch, Google Home, Google Home, Google Home.
How many freaking Google Homes do you have?
Google Home, four.
Four, then your phone.
Then my phone, then my iPad, then my computer.
Yep.
Then my when my parents are staying, their phones, their computers. That's 13. Oh, both TVs.
Yep. Do you have like a doorbell or like...
Do you have a doorbell?
Like, because like our doorbell, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, because you have a lot of like...
Because we've got a doorbell, two cameras, yep. Like, and I'm like, surely 21, no, but like you're already nearly at 20.
Mm.
You live by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. By like, myself, I have, what was it, about 10, yeah.
No, more than that.
Oh, but then there's my 3DS, all my different game consoles, my PlayStation 3, which I still have.
Yeah, but you're not using all of those at the same time.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Mm.
But anyway, interesting.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Tell me about radio waves.
Right. So I'm going to delve further into radio waves. So when we look at the electromagnetic spectrum, so radio waves have the longest wavelength and the lowest frequency of any of the electromagnetic waves. So they're all the way at the left-hand side of the electromagnetic spectrum. So you may be thinking, that doesn't really clear anything up. I just have more questions. What the hell does an electromagnetic spectrum mean? Well.
Tell me.
I actually think you did a really good job of explaining the waves with the beach and stuff, which is probably going to help people to understand my crap.
Well, that was from the lovely website I have.
Nice.
I can't take credit for the beach thing.
Show notes. Check them out. All right. So I found that with a lot of these science topics, you start researching how something works and you just end up going down a rabbit hole of like all the... Because it's like, oh, yeah, so Wi-Fi uses radio waves. I'm like, cool, radio waves. Radio waves is part of the electromagnetic spectrum. I'm like, electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, it's just... There's so much stuff, but we'll try and just keep to the stuff that's actually relevant.
Okay.
The video that I'll link in the show notes says that they're called electromagnetic because they're made up of oscillating electric and magnetic fields, but you don't need to understand what that means. And it's like, okay, but that doesn't really answer my question about how they work.
So, like, your router is what is producing the radio waves, right?
Your router is what... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is
because it goes, because the actual internet travels through the fiber optic cables or whatever cable to your router.
Yeah.
Then your router beams the information to your devices and they receive it.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's making the
signal. The waves. Yeah.
So, your Wi-Fi uses radio waves to transmit the information. And so, we'll try and explain radio waves. All electromagnetic waves are transverse waves, which means that they oscillate perpendicular to the direction of the energy transfer, which just means that they go up and down in a pattern, which is the waves on the beach.
Yeah.
So there are seven basic types or categories, but they're all just part of the same electromagnetic spectrum. Right. So it's from left to right, radio waves, microwaves, including the kind that you use to heat up your food.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays and gamma rays. So it's funny when you think about it, it's like Wi-Fi, microwave that we heat up our food, the visual light that we see, X-rays for taking images of your body. They're all part of the same spectrum.
Yeah, they're all using the same general, like, what would you call it? Type of energy.
Yeah, it's the same oscillating energy waves, but it's just to do with their peaks, like their frequency and their duration. Yeah. And that's the only thing that's different. It
and
makes
like
these different things.
A gamma ray, and I'm assuming like this spectrum is like sort of what's considered weakest to strongest and like safe for humans to be around and not safe for humans to be around, kind of. Because I know gamma rays are like no good.
Yes.
Like that's how the Hulk was made, right? Like he just jumped in front of some gamma rays or something, didn't he?
Yeah,
or he was absorbed by some. And
I don't remember the Gulk. I don't remember the Hulk.
I don't remember the Gulk
origin
either.
Story. That's what happens when you get exposed to gamma rays.
Yeah,
I remember She-Hulk. She just got some of her cousin's blood in her, and then bam.
Oh.
Yeah, they had blood cross contamination.
Ooh.
Picked up a virus, became the
from
Hulk.
From her cousin.
Because the Hulk's her cousin. She-Hulk is the cousin
what
of Hulk.
What did the Hulk do to get?
They were in a car accident.
And what, she was just like...
So she just sucked it up.
Yeah.
No, they both had a cut, I think, and then she was like helping
him.
Rubbed cuts. Like a blood pact.
Oh, cute.
Anyway, that was a fucking tangent.
Anyway.
So right in the middle of the electromagnetic spectrum is the visible waves that our eyes detect and then translate that into the images that we see.
Right.
Radio waves have the shortest wavelength, but also the lowest frequency of any of them. That's why they're white at the start on the left. So, yeah, we're looking at wavelengths and frequency, which are inversely related. So when one goes up, the other one goes down.
Yeah.
And essentially what this means is when you just look at the constant up and down waves on the beach, if the waves get smushed closer together, they're more frequent. You get more up and downs in a certain amount of time, but they're not as long. You know?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So when it comes to our vision, our eyes can only pick up a portion of the spectrum, which is visible light. So all the colors we see come from this one part of the spectrum. Now, you might wonder, where do electromagnetic waves come from, right?
I do wonder.
So pretty much everywhere, apparently. So
they're
radio...
just in the air.
They're just... things just emit them. Different types of things emit different waves. For example, radioactive decay causes gamma rays to be emitted. But then when bonds holding molecules together vibrate, they can generate infrared radiation. So there's lots of different ways that things are just happening. Physics. And we're not going to delve deeper than that.
That's how we used to transfer data between our phones. You could use infrared. If you put your phones next to each other, you could send each other a picture. Because on the very early phones that we had, you could either Bluetooth something or you could use infrared. And if you use infrared, you just had to hold your phones near each other and you could send each other a picture. And
it's kind of
And I think it's the same principle with the old Tamagotchis. I think they were infrared. You had to hold them near each other and the Pokemon.
I was going
to
say in your Pokemon Game Boy Pocket and Game Boy Color and you were doing a thing. And
you had to hold them close.
Yeah.
I think that's infrared.
Interesting.
I could be wrong. I know the phones. Possibly. I remember sending pictures via infrared on my phone to other people.
All these different types of waves are bouncing around the universe, and when they come into contact with something, they can either be reflected, absorbed, or transmitted. So this is what you were saying about it bouncing off walls, right? Or a combination of these things. So that's a super quick run over of electromagnetic waves. If you're a visual person like me, check out the YouTube video that we'll link because it just makes a lot more sense.
I might need to watch
that. Visualize that, yes. As you mentioned before, we use a transmitter to transmit information using these waves. So the frequency of the alternating current determines the frequency of the radio waves that we're making. And then the receiver absorbs that energy and generates another alternating current, which is what you said before with the...
Yeah.
So this is what kind of blows my mind because it's I don't see exactly how it transfers information. So they use the example that if you wanted to transmit the number 1-800 as a message, you could generate a wave with the frequency of 800 hertz. And then it's I'm going to receive this and the information is 800.
Right.
And then it's received and interpreted as that 800. But then it's how do you get music out of that? How do you get images out of that?
Yeah.
It's I get that it's this is how you're transferring the information. But how did you start to program machines to be I can turn these ones and zeros into an image?
Yeah.
How do people do that shit?
But that's just how a computer works. That you can make something from scratch. You can make an image from scratch on the computer. Mm. And all the colors you're seeing are still ones and zeros. It's all binary code.
Mm.
Even if you're not using the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Everything is ones and zeros.
Yeah.
We are in the matrix. We're all just code. We're all just ones and zeros. Imagine that. Would you prefer to be a one or a zero?
I'd like to be a combination, so I'm somewhat complex.
Oh, you can't pick. You have to be a one or a zero.
One.
Okay.
Number one, not zero loser.
I'll be nice and plump and be a zero.
Nice. Yeah, this probably makes a lot more sense if you have a good basis in physics, but when you're approaching this topic and being hey, it transfers the information. That's all you need to know.
This is for dummies.
This is for dummies.
We are the dummies too.
Yeah. There are three types of radio waves that we use for communication, and they are long waves, short waves, and very short waves. So long waves are able to bend, the science word being diffract, around the curved surface of the Earth. So they're able to send messages from very long distances.
Yeah.
Short waves can also travel long distances, but they don't curve. So they reflect off the ionosphere, which is a layer of the Earth's atmosphere, which has an electric charge. So they kind of go up, bang, 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 deflect off the Earth, and that's how they get places, by reflecting. So it bounces up and down between the Earth and the ionosphere, but it can also be used for short distances like Bluetooth. And then very short waves are used for TV and FM radio.
Yeah.
So these have to travel directly from the transmitter to the receiver. They can't bounce off stuff. So that's why you lose radio signal in your car, because things get in the way of the signal.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then you can delve into the whole difference between like AM radio and FM radio and blah, blah, blah. But it's all about the different like frequencies and wavelengths. So, did that answer any questions?
I think that answered questions, but also kind of gave me more questions.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like, we know how it works, but how does it exist?
Yes.
It's like, we know now that Wi-Fi works using radio waves transmitted from a router to your phone, and it's all binary code. We know how fast it goes. We know what radio waves are, but we're like, where are radio waves from?
Yes.
And like, if you could see, I'd love a visual of like, if you could see your Wi-Fi working, what would it look like? Or like, if you could see a radio wave in the air, what would it look like?
Yeah.
Because they know how it looks based on measuring the energy that it emits.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it.
No.
It's an invisible force. Yeah, you can force. Look
at one of the screens when you see the waves going up and down.
Yeah, but that's just measuring like electromagnetic.
The only ones you can see is visible light.
Yeah. And that's not even the strongest.
No.
You can't turn into the Hulk with a light. Maybe if you sat under a light for 100 years.
But isn't like light meant to be the one that travels really fast because it's the speed of light?
Yeah, speed of light's the fastest known thing, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's fast.
Is that because it's right in the middle, light?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Anyway, we hope that sort of gave you a bit of insight into how Wi-Fi works. So next time you're looking at your phone or your router and you're like, how did this info get here? Hopefully you have a little bit more knowledge as to how.
Yes.
And if you have more questions, we do have some links which have a little bit more info and probably explained a little bit more succinctly than we did. And we will link it in the show notes for you to look into a little bit more if you feel so inclined.
Yes, I watched the one on electromagnetic waves and then radio waves, and I started watching all the ones on infrared and microwaves. Now I know how heating up your food works. Super interesting.
Right.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, yep. I'd be interested to know how microwave works.
I'll tell you off the pod.
It's kind of a magic little box, isn't it?
Next, it's just a stupid question.
Yeah. How does my microwave work? Anyway, all right, let's move on. It's How Do You Do with Dero and Ladu.
All right.
Let's jump straight in. Okay, so we're doing How Do You Do, where we ask each other questions about things that we do in everyday life that seem mundane and like you never question, but if you did question them, you'd find that people do things very differently and sometimes it's disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Like, how have I never thought there was another way to do this? Because the other person's wrong.
Wrong. For example, yesterday I was at the grocery store and the lady was in front of me at the checkout, was stacking her groceries on the line on the conveyor belt, and she stacked like one item every 10 centimeters, not even like in a clump, like, and took up the whole thing. So I couldn't even start to do my no awareness. I couldn't even start to put my groceries on. I just had to wait. Oh, I hate waiting.
Mm-hmm.
In case you haven't figured that out yet. You don't
use a self-checkout?
I had a full trolley load. Yeah, and okay. I like sometimes I feel like a bit of a dickhead going through those with a full trolley load of stuff.
Fair.
Sometimes I do it and I really have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, no, these people are here. They need jobs. I don't want to give a job to a computer.
Yes.
Enough of that. Anyway, our question for the week is, when you buy something, do you wear it straight away or do you leave it in case you want to return it? I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Yes. I'm very confident.
Okay, interesting. It actually depends on what it is. Mm. Was that what you thought I was going to say? Because there was, if I'm not 100% sure on something, yeah, I hold it for a stupidly long period of time being like, maybe I'll return it. Even when I got this phone, up until like the day I couldn't return it anymore, I was like, should I return it? Should I return it? Should I return it? I always think about it. It's almost better when you can't return it after a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you bought a pair of Timberlands.
Yes.
That you were leaving until you could return them because you weren't sure. And then the time to return them passed and you still haven't worn them because you're like, I could sell them brand new because I'm still not sure if I like them enough.
Mm.
And you still have them and you've never worn them. I still have
them. It's just a to-do later issue.
That is nuts to me.
Which is weird because it's the, like, I can't think of another example when I've done that.
Oh, really? I did it with my Birkenstocks. I think I've spoken about this.
Yeah.
I bought them and then I like wasn't sure if they're the right size and I left them for like a week and a half, 2 weeks and didn't wear them just in case. And I did wear them and it was the one time I shouldn't have worn them and I should have gone back.
Yeah.
And I should have changed them. Yeah. But I wore them and I got burned because they were the wrong size.
But then they let you swap them, didn't they?
Yeah, I returned them after 6 months of wearing them because I complained that I was fitted wrong, which I was.
Yeah.
But they were also incredibly squeaky.
Yeah.
And so I was like, faulty. I think these are faulty. Like, they're noisy. Yeah. Like, anyway, so they, and I haven't been able to find a new pair. Anyway.
I was actually quite decisive with my Birks. Bought them in a day.
That's crazy.
But I had a set period of time. I had to do it and I bought them in Germany, so I can't just return them.
I feel like I take so long to make the decisions. I'm not, I do tend to leave new things I've bought unless I'm like totally in love with them and I'm like 100% sure I do wear them straight away. But I often leave them for a bit. And I think more often than not, I take longer to actually make the decision.
Yeah.
Like, it takes me a long time to decide to buy something. Like, I have to be sure.
Yeah.
And I overthink it. And then it becomes this big problem.
Yeah. That's kind of me with clothes in general because I don't like buying clothes. And if I buy something, you're like, I'm going to really want to actually want it.
Yeah.
Except the whole last wardrobe thing I did, I was very decisive about it. Don't know why.
You were decisive. I was decisive the other day. I went to a baby expo and I have been looking at buying like a nappy bag.
Yep.
And I bought one while I was there. I could not believe it. I made the decision in like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yep.
Which is quick for me. Are you going to return it? I was like, what's the returns policy? Just so I know. But no, I'm not going to change my mind.
But I won't need it.
No, I won't need it. I'm solid.
There is something satisfying about sticking to a decision. Particularly when you've been decision paralyzed for most of your life.
Most of your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel really confident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I've made this choice. And I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yep.
Another one. Do you feel awkward if you do have to return something? Like, do you feel awkward about going into a store and returning an item?
Yeah. It often gives me an unreasonable level of anxiety when I have to return something, even when it's completely within my rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like there's a return policy. I bought an iPad Air during, I think it must have been second round lockdown or something.
Mm.
It was a while ago. It was 64 gigabytes and it was an X display one, but it was a really good price. And I asked the lady at Officeworks.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not 100% sure if this is going to be big enough storage for me. If it's not, can I return it? She's like, yep, you have a week to return it. Just like blah, 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 blah. No problem at all. And I was at the checkout. I asked again, like, just to double check, like I can return it for a change of mind, just because I'm not sure if it's going to be enough space. And she was like, yep, you can return it. No problem at all. Anyway, went to return it and they were like, you can't return this. And I was so anxious about it. They're like, no, you can't return this. And I was like, I was told that I could. And they're like, nope, you can't. No returns on X display stock. And I was like, okay, but I checked twice when I bought it that I could return it.
Yeah.
And I was told that I could. So I need to return it. And this is really good practice for me with confrontation because it was like a big conversation.
It would almost make me think, why didn't I record them say it or like literally, get it in writing? And
honestly, they were like, well, who served you? And I was like, well, very conveniently, it's on the receipt. Her name was whatever. And then they were like, well, she didn't give you the right information. That's not correct. And I'm like, well, that's not my fault.
No.
And they were like, yeah, but there's nothing we can do. And I was like, okay.
There is. You can give me a refund.
You can give me a refund. And I was like, look, I don't like playing the I know better card. But I was like, look, I worked in retail for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I know that when you say I can't do anything, you actually can. So you know, speak to your manager if you need to, decide how it's going to work. But like, this is a $500 purchase that I can't actually use. And I was told that I can return it. So I bought it on a false premise. So you're going to have to refund it for me.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, I'll speak to my manager, but I don't know if I can promise anything. And I was like, that's cool. Speak to your manager. And then they called me back and they're like, yeah, we can do it for you this time. Out of a gesture of good faith, we'll do it for you this time. And I was like,
because I'm returning big purchases all the fucking time.
All the fucking time. And I'm also like, gesture of good faith. I'm like, you screwed up. It wasn't me.
Yeah, not good faith.
Not good faith at all.
No, I'm not the one doing anything wrong.
Yeah, legitimately. It just frustrates me so much with that.
Yeah. I would feel awkward kicking up a fuss, especially if it's like, well, that's not the policy. And it's like, oh. And then I end up looking around being like, does it say it anywhere? Have I stuffed up? Like,
yeah.
I think I feel a little bit awkward always returning something because I worked in retail.
Mm.
And I know how annoying it is, especially if it's somewhere that's like a smaller store. If it's like a big shop, I'm like, I give no fucks. I'm like, you guys make so much money. Literally, like, it doesn't matter. I used to work in a shoe store that wasn't like, we didn't sell heaps. Like, weekends were really good, but during the week it was like really hard to make a sale. And I remember, like, if you'd had a really rough day and you'd only sold a couple of pair of shoes and then someone comes in and returns something,
it puts
your sales for the day back at zero almost.
Yeah.
And then it looks like you've done nothing for the whole day. And then you have to explain, oh, well, I got a return. And then the managers are like, why did you only sell $50 worth of stuff today? And you're like, what? Like, I used to have such anxiety about it because it's like, I can't help it if nobody comes into the shop and doesn't want shoes. Like, I've done everything I can. I was a really good salesperson. I had like the highest sales. I'm like, there's only so much you can do. Like, you can't blame me, but I just remember the dread of seeing someone walk in with the bag that has the brand of your store on it. And you're like, here we fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, now we're going to go back $200 and I've just worked 5 hours to make $200. Like, ugh.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's probably why we have anxiety around it, is our experience from the other side.
Yeah.
You know, because, yep. I get what you mean.
Yeah. And I'm always worried they're going to say no, even if I'm well within my rights to get it back.
I also just don't want to argue it. Yeah. No. Yeah, I had some lady at Woolworths. I was like literally returning some protein cookies because they were open. Like, they weren't sealed properly.
Mm.
So like, they were just been at some point during production, they'd been cut in the wrong place.
I never
have
any issues returning things at Woolies.
This is the thing. I was really surprised because the chick was just not having it. And I was just like, hey, look, I just want to return these. I got like a box and half the box are opened. So I showed her and she was like, what did she say? She was just really weird about it. She was like, so you want to return them or something? I was like, yeah, I just want to swap them. I want the same thing back again.
I want the same thing, but not opened and stale.
Yeah. And she's like, they're not open. And I was like, yes, they are. And she's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, yes, they are. And I sort of like squeezed it to show her that like the air was just not in there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, they're going to pop if you do that or something. Like, they're going to open if you squeeze them.
Because
I
just
squeezed
all of the oblivion out of all of my biscuits.
Yes. And I was just like, I just don't get what the issue is here, because it's like, why would I waste my time to exchange six things for the exact same six things?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I've stolen them and I'm getting a refund. Like, I'm just getting the same thing back.
Or you've accidentally cut them all and you're like, oh, I don't like them or something. Yeah. And then you're getting,
Yeah.
I've never had an issue at Woolworths. Fuck them, though. Like, they have made so much, like, the whole Woolies and Coles, like, the supermarkets right now are making a killing.
Yeah.
Like, they've had record profits and we're all, like, struggling with the cost of living. If I ever had anyone come up to, like, refuse me anything at Woolworths for a refund, I'd just be like, well, I'm never shopping here again.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah.
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 What else did we have here? Do you wash your clothes before you wear them?
Probably not, with the exception of underwear.
Yes.
I will wash underwear before I wear it.
I only just started doing that the last
couple
of years.
Yeah, I never used to either. Then
maybe
suddenly
not
it was
even.
Like, this seems gross.
The last year, I reckon maybe year or two, I was like, I really should wash all of this before I wear it.
Mm. What about if you get Tupperware or a new drink bottle or something?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wash that? Yeah,
cool. Immediately.
I think most people don't wash Tupperware.
Oh,
and I'm like, I think
not?
You have to. I opened a new
just
Tupperware
just sit there
the other
getting
day.
Dusty on the shell.
Yeah, and like, what's happened along the way? Like, has it been, because they all say wash before use, so
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think I don't wash t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Or pants or jeans or anything.
Yeah.
That's
not going to kill you.
I'll occasionally wash jeans. Not that I buy jeans because I can't find any that are long enough. If they're like, if it says to wash them beforehand, I generally do. For like the dye.
Yeah.
If it's something that's dyed, I will wash it beforehand.
Because it can come off a bit.
Do you wash your fruit before you eat it? Like in your fruit and veggies? Because that's another thing.
Again, I only recently started doing that. I never did. What? Yeah. And like spinach and stuff, I never used to wash lettuce leaves, but I do that now, but I never used to. But yeah, apples and shit, I just eat them.
What?
Yeah.
I can't. I've always washed all my... I just think like when you go to the store, they're all just free, out, ready for touching. And it's like anyone could touch them.
This is a really gross story, like people so apologies. Fondling
apples and then you're just putting it in your mouth. Would you put someone else's finger in your mouth?
Well, indirectly.
What do you mean indirectly?
As in like not directly someone's finger, but if they touch something and then I put that thing in my mouth. So... So, just thinking about blowjobs now.
Great.
Yeah, great. So, I have a friend who used to work at Woolworths when she was a teenager, and she said, please always wash your fruit and veg because the boys at my store used to put their dicks in, like, the piles of apples.
Shut up.
Yeah, country life. And
why do you not, why do you still not wash the apples? Well, I do now. Oh, you do now.
Probably since then, actually. I'm like, just the last couple of years. She told me that like 10 years ago. So I probably have been doing it for like 10 years. But until I was an adult, I never used to wash anything.
That's crazy. Just ate it.
Do you take the stickers off the apples or just eat them?
What?
You don't have to take the stickers off, the edible stickers. I hope that's true.
I thought that was a myth.
Could be.
I do not.
You know what's a myth?
I don't eat the stickers. Just...
Just
no,
FYI, I think I take them bin. Off. I've eaten them before, but like, I don't. Okay, what's actually a myth? You know that whole thing about you replace all the cells in your body every 7 years?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Oh.
I listened to a podcast the other day and this guy who's like an expert in aging, he was like, that's the biggest crock of bull. And he got so aggressive about it. He's like, I don't know where the fuck that came from. That's based in no science. It's not true.
And we've perpetuated that on our podcast. On the pod. Okay, correction, not true.
Yep, sorry.
Soz.
We can admit our mistakes.
Yes, we are wrong because we're dumb. We know
what we're talking about.
Dummies. All right, very good. Well, there you go.
Woo! Welcome to Fab Void Distractions, when we discuss the things that we've been using to distract ourselves from our inevitable deaths.
Inevitable death void, because the void is nothing if and you... we are nothing.
Yep, soon.
Soon.
If you stare into the void stares back.
How soon?
Oh, I don't know. It depends.
There's that meteor that's going to hit us. When is that? It? Like 150 years away?
It's a while off.
Surely by then they will have invented like, something to obliterate it.
Isn't it like there's a 10% chance of it hitting us as well or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fab Void Distractions. Yes.
Have you been distracting yourself from the void staring at
you? How
have
I been distracting myself? Well, okay, easy one. The last couple of weeks, not even the last week, Nick and I watched Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Extended versions, of course. We watched them on, get this, a DVD.
What?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Blu-ray.
Oh, a Blu-ray. Okay.
That's not a DVD, is it?
No.
Well, it's a disc.
You watched them on disc. You didn't stream them.
Watch them so on a disc. You watched
them in parts.
We physically got a disc out of a case and put it in the player.
Old school.
Wild. I know. It's your so child nice,
is going to look at this whole wall of DVDs. Of DVDs and be like, what the fuck?
No, he won't because he'll grow up with it and we're going to play them all this the time. This will
be the equivalent of like playing records.
Yep. Playing DVDs and CDs, 100%. Yeah. Anyway, so we watch Lord of the Rings. We kind of, we try and do it once a year, maybe once every year and a half, 2 years, because it does take a long time to watch the extended versions. Each movie goes for at least 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, I think the last one's like 4 hours and 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, because they each have a minimum of like 30 minutes of extra content, I'm pretty sure. The last one has like 50 minutes of extra content or something.
Such a good movie.
But it is so good. So two things. Number one, if you've never watched Lord of the Rings before, You should watch it because they're fantastic. And like, they have aged so well.
Those I was going to say, like, so many movies don't hold up that well after 20 years.
Yeah.
Still holds up so
it's
well.
Why it boggles my mind that they're 20 years old because the graphics look really good. There's only a couple of points where I'm like, ooh, that doesn't look too great.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they look fucking good. Like, oh, they hold up so well. The acting, mwah, so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Aragorn's a babe.
But
so,
only as Aragorn. I don't like him in real life.
Yeah, no. Mm. And when he becomes, well, I won't spoil it. At the end of the last movie, not cleaner. So attractive when he's all clean.
Grimes up good.
I know. When he's rugged and his hair's all dirty, it's like, yeah, come here.
I'm Aragorn. Yeah, kiss me.
I'm Aragorn.
Kiss me, Arwen.
Kiss my
or Erwin.
Dirty elbows.
Spit on my elbows, I'm dirty.
Anyway, so if you've never watched Lord of the Rings before, you should watch it just to experience it. You don't have to watch the extended versions, but, I mean, they're fantastic. If you're, especially if you're into, like, fantasy and that kind of thing and you've never seen Lord of the Rings. I'm so surprised by how many people that have never seen it.
Bad people.
I'm also surprised by the amount of people who think it's boring. But, I mean, that's just me. We're just little nerds. No, I don't reckon they give it a chance.
I saw it the first one when I was 8. Had no idea what I was going into.
Yeah.
8, 10. Whenever it was in the cinemas, my cousins just took me and I was mind blown. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever fucking seen.
I never saw it in the movies. My dad showed us.
You were too young.
Maybe I was like 11 or 12. Mm. He showed us for the first time along with like The Matrix and all that. And I was like, oh my God, this shit's amazing.
Mm.
If you get in and if you delve deep, like just appreciating the amount of lore that is in the world of Lord of the Rings is insane. It was like all written before the story. Like he'd written the Elvish language before even writing
the books. And he wrote The Hobbit first. It kind of seems like a post-written prequel about, oh, how did Bilbo get the ring? But The Hobbit was out for a while before Lord of the Rings came out. They're like, we need a sequel to The Hobbit.
I know. Crazy. Yeah. So they're amazing. And the second part, if you have seen Lord of the Rings but you've never watched the extended versions, highly recommend watching them because you get so much more info. I can always pick out the scenes that are extra. I'm like, ooh, extra.
Yeah, a little bit more fresh.
I know. It's just so fun. Anyway, that's what we did. So, yeah, it was fun watching it on Blu-ray. They come in. Yeah, you have to watch each film is on two discs.
Yeah.
So it was kind of good. We were watching like a movie every night that goes for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Or 2 hours each night. So it was like in bite size and it's like swap the disc now. And I'm like, oh, I have to get up and swap the disc. No, go to bed and watch the new disc tomorrow. But anyway, that's what we did. So highly recommend just escape to other worlds altogether that don't exist. Always, always, you know, a good fallback.
Yep. Well, that's my go-to, and I've been doing something similar, speaking of older things that are very popular. I've been watching the Star Wars animated series because I never watched them back in the day.
Right.
And my little brother, I think, watched Clone Wars. Yeah, you know what they are?
The Clone animated Wars and, series?
Yeah.
I've heard Clone Wars is very good.
Yeah.
But I've never watched any of the animated series.
Mm. Well, Clone Wars, people said, like, really saves the prequel trilogy because people really didn't like the prequel. And I kind of did because I was a child when they came out, so I think I was much more forgiving.
What, episode 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, a lot of people hate them. But then a lot of people hate the sequel trilogy now. But yeah, people were like, yeah, Clone Wars really saves that whole trilogy series because it just explains things a lot better. Yeah. Like it explains why the clone troopers, I mean, spoilers if you haven't seen episode 3 of Star Wars, but it explains why the clone troopers shoot all the Jedi after being loyal to them for years.
Right.
Like it kind of, it goes in and lots more character backstory fleshed out. Kind of makes a bit more sense why Anakin goes bad. That whole shebang, and it introduces
gives you more background.
More background, yeah. And the best character, there's 7 seasons, by the way, so it's quite a bit. And I kind of just plowed through because the new Ahsoka series came out on Disney Plus.
How long are the episodes? Like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's like 25 minutes, but there's 5 minutes of credits at the end.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, yeah, 20 minutes. The later ones are a couple minutes longer, the last 2 seasons, I think. But it introduces this new character, Ahsoka, who is Anakin Skywalker's apprentice, which isn't in the movies.
Right.
But she's like a really interesting character. And I ended up just really, essentially, I wanted to watch her backstory before watching Ahsoka because I started watching the Ahsoka live action series. And I was just like, I feel like I'm just missing everything. Like they keep like introducing these things. And I feel like that's supposed to be like a moment.
Yeah.
And it was just straight over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched all like the most popular episodes of Clone Wars, most of the last 3 seasons and all the Ahsoka eps. And then Rebels is set between, I believe, episode 6 and episode 7.
Mm.
Is that right? Yeah, I think Rebels is set between episodes 6 and 7, and Ahsoka's in that again.
Right.
So I kind of watched those episodes as well. And then Ahsoka, the TV show, is a carry-on straight from Rebels. So I've just started rewatching Ahsoka, and it makes so much more sense now. And it's, I watched the first few episodes, I had no idea what was going on. Now I'm like, everything makes sense. Yeah. I know all the references. I've never been super into Star Wars, but I really committed to it after saying to myself I was going to watch Clone Wars for the last 3 years. I finally did it.
Good on
it
you.
Almost feels like an achievement.
Yeah, you
know?
It would.
I got through, and now I know Star Wars stuff.
Now you know more Star Wars stuff than anybody.
Yep. Lord of the Rings stuff is still nowhere near. Lord of the Rings is still a lot better. I'm much more into Lord of the Rings. But Star Wars is fun, and Ahsoka's a great character, so I would recommend.
I bloody love Lord of the Rings. I think it's my favourite fantasy thing. It would be my favourite fantasy world, definitely. Nick is reading the books right now, Lord of the Rings books. Yeah. So, like, he's only up to, like, halfway through the second book, though. So he was like... adding all these little facts in as we were going. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But like it only lasted so long. He was like, I'm out of facts now because he'd only gotten so far. But also having watched Rings of Power between the last two times that we've watched, done a Lord of the Rings marathon, I understood so much. So many like little details stood out to me this time round because I was like, oh, because I know so much backstory from watching season one of Rings of Power, especially about Numenor and like why Aragorn lived so long. I just thought it was because he lived with elves and shit, but no.
Yeah, I always, I kind of thought it was because like Arwen gave him her immortality.
But it's
like
not that.
The way that the movie portrays things sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
he literally portrays it like that. And I've seen it like 7 times.
Yeah.
And I never got it until now. And I was like, oh no, he just like is a special type of human.
Yeah, I delved into a Wikipedia hole of Lord of the Rings once and did that. But I've read The Hobbit, Fellowship and Two Towers.
Yeah.
But it took me forever.
Yeah, it's hard to read.
It's old.
It was written
writing,
a long time ago.
It's just, it's dense. The Hobbit's a lot easier to read.
Well, it's written for children.
Yeah.
The Hobbit.
Yeah. Did Nick tell you that in The Fellowship, you know how like in the movie it's sort of Gandalf shows up and he's hey, I'll be right back.
17
and he comes
years.
Back like, yeah, it's like 17 years in The Fellowship of the Ring book.
Yeah.
And there's this whole other thing where the Hobbits first leave the Shire.
Yeah.
And then they go to
some magical house or something.
Yeah, they go through like this enchanted forest.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the content with Treebeard is in the movies. It's actually this character called Tom Bombadil, which is like this magical guy that's kind of like a hobbit.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
Yeah, it's like there's a whole so like much. Quarter of the book or something. It's probably not a quarter, but like an eighth of the book.
So much that you can't fit in a book.
Yeah.
That's
imagine
just
the first time seeing
better.
The movie, if you've read the book, it'd be like, what the fuck? They just cut like 17 years of content. Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot more efficient.
Well, there you go. If you're feeling especially voidy this fortnight, you have two things to potentially distract yourself with.
Ignore this shitty world with a fantasy world.
Yes. And that's the end.
A wrap on episode 27.
27.
So we're 3 episodes into our 7-episode season, is that correct?
I think so, yeah. We're going to do 7 episodes this season, I think. We'll be wrapping up around Christmas time again.
Christmas time.
Christmas. Quizmoys.
Quizmoys.
Quizmoys. Yes, as always, if you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe to our show wherever you listen and share it with your friends and fam. Share our posts, share our videos, or share our podcast episodes if you wish, if you're feeling generous. It really helps us reach more listeners, and we really appreciate all of you that do listen every fortnight and do share our stuff. It just means the world to us, and we love bringing you new content every fortnight. It's a great joy.
Yes, such joy we get from giving you the gift of us.
The gift of, yes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that never ends giving. That's the same. I didn't need to say that. Anyway. What else? Anything else to add?
Nothing is happening in my head right now. Absolutely
all right.
Nothing.
Absolutely. You're a blank slate.
Give us 5 stars. That would be great.
Oh, yes. And rate us if you also wish.
Yes, unless you don't like us. You know, guys, there's a difference between constructive criticism and being mean. We love constructive criticism.
Yeah. But no one is mean except for on TikTok. What is it
which
with
is
TikTok?
Weird. Yeah.
People are mean. People just feel like they can just say things hurtfully.
Yeah, that's right.
What was our latest comment? We had a video up so about funny. You explaining something to do with aliens.
I think
and
I was explaining Europa. And
someone commented and was like, This is a video of a guy who doesn't really know what he's talking about to someone who is...
Explaining
it to someone who doesn't care.
Yeah.
Or has zero interest. And it's like, no, that's... No, he does know what he's talking about. We just... The delivery sometimes, and also that's just my face.
Thanks for great video editing sometimes the faces.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, from that we can take the constructive criticism that maybe we need to be more animated in our receiving faces.
It's because it's not a visual thing.
It's not. It's a podcast. Yeah, okay.
The videos are just a bonus. So if you have an opinion, bloody hell, just be kind. Anyway, we're going now.
Great.
We'll see you in another fortnight and...
Siesta forever.
Cheerio.
Did you just chow cheers?
Chow chew cheerio.
Chow cheers cheerio. Out we go.
Bye. Goodbye.